welcome to I Am Grateful. Just want to thank you so much for making time. Can you introduce yourself to fellow audience?
Okay, so hey everyone, my name is Kende Majikoldemi. I'm 22 years old. I'm a female. I identify as African American, and my parents are from Nigeria. And I'm a senior at Syracuse University.
Cool. Well, thanks for sharing a little bit of yourself. So what is a hardship, Kenny, that you faced in your life that maybe up until this current stage you're going through?
So I guess the most prominent hardship that's really been affecting me for like half of my life so far is the fact that I have lupus. I think that has really been really hard just in terms of like my physicality, I guess, like how strong I can be and how like tired I get and stuff. So it affects different areas in my life due to lupus. I had kidney problems and I had a kidney transplant. I was on dialysis for 2 years. I was diagnosed with lupus when I was 11. I was on dialysis for 2 years until I was 13. Then I got a kidney transplant when I was in like end of eighth grade, like 14 years old.
Dang.
So now I'm living with a donor kidney, but this kidney's acting up right now too. So right now I'm on the list for a new kidney. And I guess that's really been affecting me, like my it's given like just the fact that this kidney and the lupus just together is just like making me feel fatigued all the time, hard for me to get to class, it's hard for me to wake up sometimes. I get really tired easily. For the most part, my lupus is under control, but it's still affecting me in different areas. But yeah, I guess that's the most prominent thing that I guess would be a hardship, because it affects like a lot of my schoolwork and how like I get to class. And sometimes I just have different mood swings because of it. It's just like the different things that it affects. It's hard for me to stay focused in class. I'm severely anemic. I have high blood pressure. So like all those things factor in into like in general my life. But yeah, I guess that would be it.
Thank you for sharing, Kenneth. And once again, you said you're 22 years old. You're going, despite being 22 years old, like a senior in college, you're still battling not only the average life of a student at SU, but then you have this health status of having to battle with lupus and just being able to kind of even fight against how it affects your body physically and emotionally and mentally. Thank you for even sharing how, even though it's something that you're fighting, it affects so many other areas of your life, how it's a struggle to even like just get up some mornings. All right, as a friend, since we're friends, like just being able to see sometimes, like you're like, hey guys, you know, pray for me, I'm not feeling good. You know, it just feels like it just can come and go. Is it kind of how it affects you?
I would say, yeah. I mean, I think mostly it's mornings, I guess, that really, since I get these severe headaches. Oh man, like I'm trying to do schoolwork and it's like my head is pounding. I'm taking medication, it's not working. Yeah, so I guess like that would be like the come and go part for headaches.
Yeah.
And sometimes I'll get headaches for like 3 days straight.
Wow.
And then I'm like, what is this coming from? But I guess that'll be the most part. The fatigueness, I guess like that, the severity of it varies too. But yeah, for the most part, it's like a come and go, I guess. That's a good way to put it.
Man, that's amazing to me. Like, how do you balance that? Just being a student, being able to balance just like the health side of.
I mean, I think the most important thing I think I need to still work on is taking care of your body. Because, you know, I mean, your body is, like, you need to take your meds on time. Like, making sure, like, you don't have to take your meds, you got to eat. And I think that, like, sometimes I forget to eat, and that's not a good thing. You know what I mean? So just, like, making sure you're setting up time for yourself. I think that's an important thing. Making sure that you're eating and drinking. Like, I like to stay hydrated. If I don't eat, I drink a lot. I think that's one thing that's very important, staying hydrated, because that could help the severity of the headaches. Yeah, I think that's the most important thing, just staying healthy. I keep saying it, but you have to make sure you eat. Because if you don't eat and you take your meds, your stomach is going to feel like crap.
Terrible, yeah.
And a lot of the medications are really strong and they affect the acidity in your stomach. Mm. So you got to be careful about that. But yeah.
And it's amazing to me. Thank you so much for just sharing of what you're going through on your everyday basis. I think just as a friend, like, I've just been so blown away. Every time I see you, you're super positive. You got a smile on your face. You making somebody laugh. You cracking some jokes. And it's almost as if it doesn't almost exist when you're around people. And how do you manage to keep that positivity and that gratitude, you know, or even that striving to take care of yourself, like you said? How do you manage to stay grateful?
Honestly, it's hard. I think that a lot of times I just have to remember the idea of being joyful. I think that it's not always about being happy and just trying to stay joyful through the situation and thanking God through all of it. I could have been, I don't know, dead, and I'm alive. I think that I just love to see people smile. I think that's a beautiful thing. When people are happy around you, it affects you. Yeah. When there's a happy mood around you, you want to be happy with them. And,
yeah.
You know, and I like to crack jokes. I love to laugh. I think when people are funny, I think that's an amazing quality to have. I mean, I don't know. I try not to let it come. Like, this is something I've been living with for almost 11 years now. So I'm like,
yeah. Like, literally half your life.
Yeah.
Like,
it's
wow.
True. That's my life. Yeah. So, I mean, I've gotten used to it. Like, I mean, at first it wasn't easy. I was cranky and I just felt like, why me? Woe is me. But, I mean, why not me? You know? I know God gave me this so I can handle it. It wasn't as if, you know what I mean? Like, I knew that whatever this is, I can make an impact with it somehow.
Yeah.
You know? I guess those things come to my mind just like, thinking about this better than yourself, I think, comes to mind, right? Like, every time I think of that, I'm like, so how would someone want me to respond? Is it not only how I, like, is it the way I would want to be responded to? It's not only about that. It's like, okay, but, like, it's not about me. It's about them. Like, even if I would like it this way, maybe they like it better in another way. And trying to cater to other people, not my needs all the time, you know? I think I can be very selfish in that way sometimes, too. Like, I feel this. I feel that. So, therefore, I have a right to be angry. No, not really. I don't really have a right to be angry all the time. Like, I mean, yeah, I'm going through this, but it doesn't give me a right. Jesus went through worse, and he didn't complain.
Wow.
I don't have a right to, like, feel it. Sometimes I can feel like I have the right to be, like, I have this, I'm going through this, I have a right. I don't have any rights. Like, my rights, like, what? I don't have the right.
Never.
You know? So, and I can feel entitled, and I think that's one thing. I'm so easily feel entitled, like, I, you know what I mean? I'm like, it's not about me. Like, I didn't come to this earth to serve myself, or make myself feel good. Wow. You know what I mean? It's about serving others, I guess. And I mean, I'm not perfect, but yeah.
Wow, I'm like so blown away by your humility and your maturity, dude.
Well,
no, really, because I felt like, Even if I were to play this back right now, show this to someone, you know, it's just that concept of hearing your story, people would be like, yeah, you should feel entitled to that. Like, you do have that right. But, like, just your humility to be, man, why focus on myself when I can focus on other people? I just feel like the fact that you do that, no one can even argue it from the joy that they feel when they're around you. You're, like, always, like I said, like, smiling and cracking jokes. So it's, like, clearly something's working. Like, you're doing something right. And so it's just amazing that you find gratitude through being able to focus on how to serve and love other people and how to meet them where they're at, or, like, meet them in the middle versus just kind of putting all that, woe is me. And it seems like you definitely do have that right. You know what I'm saying? Like, not everybody has this battle, but you choose not to look at it that way. Amazing. And earlier you said something that I love. You said, you know, you choose to be joyful. You're not going to always be happy. How would you define the difference between joy and happiness for you?
I think happiness is momentary. I'm happy right now. I have chocolate. I'm happy right now. I don't know. I'm happy because I feel happy right now. I think joy is like finding that gratitude, like that. Like, wanting to be thankful for everything around you. It's not necessarily, I wouldn't even describe it as a feeling, because sometimes I thought it was. I thought it was like, okay, I feel joyful. I mean, but then what would be the difference between joyful and happy? I think it's about finding the positive in any situation. Even when, like, let's say you're in the hospital and things aren't, like, doctors giving you bad news, finding joy in that, saying, well, at least I'm alive. Wow. That's like looking for the joy in that. I don't know. For me, it took me a little while to realize it, like, and I still think I'm still figuring it out, that I always focused on wanting to have that feeling of being happy. And then I would feel sad when it wasn't there. And I'm like, why? Like, why can't I feel like that all the time? And I think God was trying to tell me, well, life is not always going to be this happy feeling. You know, it's not always going to be good things always happening. I mean, bad things do happen. And But does that mean that we should stop thanking God for what he has done and what he's still doing in those situations? But yeah, I think my sister told me one time, she's like, the way she finds joy, she's like, well, God, like, let's say something happened. She's like, well, God, thank you for waking me up this morning. Thank you for letting me be able to eat. Like, now everyone gets to eat.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, right now I'm going through a situation where I just want to have 3 credits short of graduating. Bruh, really? Anyway.
Wow.
So I was like, whoa. So they were like, it's not a big deal, but it was just like, I felt like everything was happening at once. So I had all these papers to do, plus this. Wow, like, what? How is this gonna work out? And I was just like, God, you know what? I know you told me not to stress. Philippians 4:6 it says, do not be anxious about anything, but pray and petition, make your request known to God. And I was like, God, I don't deserve it. Honestly, this is my fault. You know what I mean? I wasn't doing the best with my schoolwork. I wasn't being diligent, and this led to this eventually. And I don't deserve, you know what I mean? I really don't deserve your mercy right now, but please find a way for me to just be able to take one class online over the summer. And it happened. I called the registrar's office. They said, you just have to extend your date to August. I extended my graduation date to August. I'm still able to walk and everything. It's like not even really a big deal. They said, I called the financial aid office. They were like, you know, you just have to print out something and you just apply for a grant and we can pay for your classes. I was just like, wow, this is God. Dude, I have full faith in that these things are going to work out because I know, I mean, you know what I mean? Like, just having that faith in God is also a form of joy. Like, knowing that this is all temporary. I don't need these things to make me happy. All these things are temporary. College is temporary. Yeah. Whatever job I get will be temporary. You know what I mean? But God is eternal, and I think that that's important. Just having that joy in your heart that, wow, like, you always have something to look forward to. Like, even when everything else fails, it's always something to look forward to. And I think that helps me to just have a positive mindset, and I think that helps me to be joyful.
Wow. Yeah. Thank you for explaining that difference of joy and happiness and how really connecting the desire to have joy to gratitude. How you said, like, your friend said, like, look, like, even when I get bad news, like, I choose to say, well, you know what? I'm thankful that I woke up this morning. I'm thankful that, you know, I can XYZ and fill in the blank. And I just think that attests so much to what it means to be grateful no matter what, you know, and what gratitude really is. You know, like, being able to fight that negativity, being able to fight how you're really feeling, to choose to be grateful anyways. And so I'm really, really grateful for you just sharing, for, you know, how you've been able to find joy no matter what. I'm so humbled, man, because I really feel like even in our everyday lives, like, it can be so easy to get discouraged by that bad news, or like you said with your class right before graduation, that one credit that you're like, how am I gonna do this? And then just choosing to be like, you know what, I'm grateful that I can be able to, you know, go talk to the registered office. I'm so grateful that I can be able to go to financial aid and it all just piecing together. And I love how, despite the bad things that happen in our lives, you've chosen to be grateful. And I think you really emulate what it means to be grateful no matter what happens. And you really just fulfill that mission of I am grateful, of gratitude is the new attitude. So thank you for just sharing your story. I'm really, really grateful for you, Kenny.